And welcome, everybody, to episode 694 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, how are you?
I'm not having a prison race.
I know. I was just about ready to address that, man. Scotum and chat, I played a soundbite right before we got on the air for Breakman of like a crashing car because he's like, hit me. On Skype, and Scotoma says, sounds like you've been racing in your prison again, and he meant Prius, autocorrect, you know, and I'm like, first of all, the two words, Prius and racing are never, should never be in the same sentence, right? I do drive a Prius, but it's purely to save on gas. That's the only reason, man. So, yeah. Prison race.
At 45, are you saying?
You know what, I actually topped that car out at 90 when I went to Vegas last year. So it can scoot if you know, you got to give it time, but it does scoot.
You had a Bernie push a little bit too.
Well, I had Bernie in the passenger seat like pedaling, so you know, needed that extra push, you know. So there you go. But prison racing would be fun too, right? Like just do it all Death Race 2000 style, you know.
We do need like a Death Race 2000 game.
Yeah, that would be cool, man. I'm surprised they never came out with like a racing.
I mean, the closest I'd say we got was Carmageddon.
Carmageddon or like Twisted Metal was pretty good, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, as far as like two Death Race, like Carmageddon is the closest I can.
Yeah, think. Carmageddon was,
but
man.
Even then, like the people are still running away. Like in in Death Race, like people would like willingly sacrifice themselves, yeah. You know, because they were fans.
Yeah. Carmageddon was that, man. That was an underrated game. They should bring that back, man.
Oh my god, I love Carmageddon.
Carmageddon's
That's
a good
one
game.
Of my favorite racing games.
Yeah, racing gloves.
I don't
think
I ever won a race though. I always finished by killing the opponent.
Racing gloves and helmet not required, Scotoma says. Exactly right. All right, we got a lot of news to get.
Needed.
Yeah, Eric, how are you doing, man?
My legs hurt. So
ooh.
Much.
Been walking too much, or what's going on, man?
We're still in the middle of transitioning between the new building and the old building, and I have to walk around everywhere to do everything because they don't have the vacuum system set up to get rid of most of the stuff I do have to usually get rid of.
Yeah. They need you need hazard pay, man. Twisted Metal should be made new and repolished. Hey, Scotoma.
I have misgivings about where the new lunchroom is in the new building because it's up a flight of stairs.
Ooh, that sucks too.
It's like, what are you going to do if you're disabled or something?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're going to have to make
get an elevator then or something.
Yeah, they're going to have to do something, for sure. Twisted Metal should be made new and repolished. I agree, Scotoma.
I haven't played since Black. I haven't played one since Black. Like, what the hell, man?
I know.
I need Twisted Metal.
Well, they're coming out with the TV show, which is going to be cool.
That
I mean,
help me.
Well, I mean, it's going to help. You're going to watch it. I know you're going to watch it.
Man, it depends on what channel it's going to be on. But so we're going to get a game based on the TV show.
Pretty much, which sucks. Those I hate the ones that are based on movies or TV shows because those ones like 99% of the time suck. But
remember when they made the Street Fighter movie and then they made the game based on the movie?
Yes, it was so dumb, man. That game was terrible.
They proceeded to make that game, but they did it with the actual gameplay of Street Fighter.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, using like the animations and characters.
Oh god, it was so bad. So bad, so bad. I hated that game and had potential to be really good, but okay, let's get into the news here, guys.
RPG news.
All right, Eric, you're up first, sir.
Okay. From RPG site, we've got a delay. So, Grand Blue Fantasy Relink has been delayed to 2023. And, Cygames has announced that this game has been delayed to 2023. It was originally released on the PlayStation 4 and, like, a couple of years ago, actually, so it's kind of late for a Western release.
Yeah.
But, anyways, it was kind of coming to PlayStation 4 and 5 and PC via Steam. And they cite COVID-19 and pausing and obsolescence for the reasons for the delay.
That's interesting.
Like back in 2018, it was like the first gameplay trailers were shown.
Yeah, it's been a while.
And then Platinum Games was removed from the project, so it took like even longer time to rework. So now we're in 2022, and it's still not out.
Yeah,
this is why you don't like announce titles.
Yeah,
we've talked about this before. Like we think a game title announcement is a whole fucking non-story.
Well they I felt agree. Like they had to because they also had a fighting game from Arc System Works that they wanted to promote it alongside it.
Look, I agree with you, Brake. I think that you should not announce your game unless you are certain, like you're in kind of the final stages, or at least close to the final stages of getting that game done.
Square's learned that, like Final Fantasy 16 announcement, oh, it's coming out next year.
And what is wrong with having a short promotional period? Like in other words, like you know you're going into your final phase. You know you're getting all the bugs out, and what is wrong with doing like a 3-month like media blitz? Like there's nothing wrong with that. You know?
Not only that, like games will promote themselves heavily. Like some games will promote themselves heavily before they're about to release. But once they release, like okay, it's done.
Anyways, this is basically the Musou version of Grand Blue Fantasy.
I think that they could do like, other than AAA like big time games like God of War or Halo or stuff like that. What is the need to announce something like a year or two in advance? Like honestly. Like, if we're not going to get it...
The only thing I could think of is if the companies maybe stock, they hold stock, and they're just trying to please the shareholders, you know what I mean? Well, like, that's the only reason I can think of. But if they don't have stock, why the hell would they do that?
This game should have come out 2 years ago, but COVID happened, so...
Right, no, I get it. There's a lot of... We've already talked about that. A lot of games that are delayed, et cetera, and everybody... I mean, for the next 5 years, I think, we're still going to get the COVID excuse, right?
Yeah, we are.
I mean, rightfully so on some games, because it did cause a delay in production, you know, 2-3 years, whatever, and it takes...
And right now it is causing shipping issues.
Yeah, no doubt. But I'm like...
Because we have everything manufactured in China, because...
Right. Unless you're... I agree. I mean, everything being manufactured in China is just ridiculous. Like, we should look to other countries, like even Mexico. Can you imagine how much money we could save in shipping costs alone by doing things in Mexico?
Whoa, but if we start giving jobs down in Mexico, then we're going to have less people trying to, you know...
Right, trying to cross the border.
And then what a politician is going to complain about.
Right.
We don't have immigrants trying to invade us.
Well, I mean, here's...
They're here to invade, right, Frank?
Well, here's... Yeah, right, I agree. But here's...
Yeah, the whole great replacement theory thing.
No. Here's the big.
Although that's mostly about black people, not Mexicans.
Here's the big secret to everything that nobody understands. There's actually more people leaving this country that are coming in. What does that tell you? For the first time in years, like it started happening right before COVID. More people are leaving this country than are entering. It's
Japan
fascinating.
Recently opened up to tourism again, so you can finally go to Japan.
Yeah. Well, hey, Freak Five's in chat. What's up?
Spreading and recently, like the gun violence, obviously is an issue. Like, I wouldn't, if somebody's in a foreign country and they're thinking about moving here, I wouldn't recommend it.
Well, right. I mean, I've told you guys my feelings. Like, if I ever get enough money, Bernie and I are going to New Zealand, man. I mean, it's, you know, or Australia or some country that we can communicate in a, you know. With English, basically, because learning another language at this point is, you know, and moving to Mexico, forget it. I'm not moving to Mexico. I mean, hell no. There's some people in chat. Drapsnat is in chat. Of course, Skodama, Bernie's in there. Sony PlayStations, multiple PlayStations, and Super 8. Thanks for being in there. But yeah, I agree. You know, it's just...
And Freak came in.
Yeah, I mentioned Freak 5, but you guys...
You did? I didn't hear say Freak, sorry.
Yeah, because you guys talk over me, but that's kind of the norm for the show, you know. All right. break. Next story, please.
Huh? What? Stories?
Yes.
We got those. Coming to us live from RPG Site. Cyberpunk Edge Runners anime series heads to Netflix in September 2022. Why are they making an anime series off of a game that most people hated?
Because maybe the anime is going to be good. I mean, there was a Witcher anime that was pretty good.
I think it's because they looked at the EA Western animation and they're like, yeah, let's not do that again.
Either that or... also, no, honestly, I think
I'm thinking of the Dragon Age ones.
No. Listen.
Which we could have included on here, but I forgot.
There's a reason why.
No, Frank, we talk over you.
Right, exactly. There's a reason why they're doing this, and I'll tell you why. Because Witcher has been super successful for Netflix. And Project Red did Witcher, and they did an anime for The Witcher, so why not go in the same direction?
They did live action for The Witcher.
And they did an anime, too.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did. You can go to Netflix right now and watch it.
He's right.
It's in the works. It's not out.
No,
it is out.
It's out. You can watch it right now.
It's been on Netflix for like a year.
Yep, exactly. So
I didn't see anybody talking about it, so I assumed it
wasn't out yet. Eat that, Eric.
Well, the fact that nobody talked about it means it's probably not good.
No, it's good. It's pretty good. It's pretty decent, man. Freak 5 says they also needed the cheap labor from Mexico. That's true.
Maybe just because it's on Netflix. Maybe that's the reason.
Yeah.
There's so much that comes out on Netflix. It's one of their original programs. I mean,
yeah,
I think that was their strategy to fight off all the... incoming incoming competition they knew it coming is to just put all of their money into let's make everything and own it ourselves.
Yeah. Skotima says the game is only hated because they didn't deliver what they promised. Well, of course, yes. And it's actually a good game and it's getting better each update. That's also true, Skotima, and I knew it was. And I'm actually glad I have that game. I'm going to eventually...
Which just speaks to the fact that they should have released it when it was actually ready. Like, they said they were going to.
I agree. And they have a habit of doing this, and they'll never learn their lesson because that sweet money keeps coming in. But Cyberpunk has gotten better reviews since the patches. So, yeah. And I have it.
I'm personally not dissing the game because I've never played it.
Yeah.
I was just going off of basically the reviews, and I thought it was I didn't know if it sold well. I know it was hated a lot, but
it sold well initially. But man, it tanked right after like the first week. It was like, oof, man, people were like not happy at all. I actually have the game. I bought it for $10. So,
yeah.
And I think there's a free PS5 upgrade on it too. So I can't wait to delve into it. But I'm gonna wait for some more patches.
It's a free current gen upgrade, no matter what platform you get.
Yeah. So
unless you get the PC version, which just was just patches as normal.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, let's move on to...
I'm not indifferent to game, or I don't want to say this. I'm used to games getting better a lot longer after they've been released than they were on release.
Right.
I'm a Fallout fan, so, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, that says it all.
I wait until the Game of the Year edition comes out because I know better.
Well, the only reason
I... This reminds me that Fallout 76... had crunch, and that's probably why it was so horribly broken when it launched, because when you work people with a crunch, they get ground to dust, and they produce shoddy work.
Yeah. Skotima says they released it without it being finished. That's exactly right, man. They did... here's the thing, though. People forget that when The Witcher 3 came out, that was a broken mess when it came out. And then, slowly over time, it became one of the most beloved games ever. Like, Witcher 3 is up there. It's a great game.
Look at Final Fantasy 14. Like, that was a huge, failure when it first launched. People hated it. And then
they added the canonically destroy the world in order to canonically save the game.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? It worked. They fixed it. And now it's like... revered. People still are playing 14, man. All right, let's move on to the next story from RPGSide.net. Marvel's Midnight Suns drives back the forces of Lilith on October 7th for the PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, Xbox Series X, Xbox One, and PC. I'm gonna go ahead and play this trailer with sound here. So let's take a look at this trailer. God damn it.
This world has no hope under your watch.
you know what? Can't play it. That music's going to cause copyright. So.
Is that the Doom theme?
No, that was Metallica, Master of Puppets.
So, okay.
But I am looking at it right now, and let's get into it here after they get their name out there. Of course, that has to be the main focus. Looks like Venom, some story to do with Venom, like an evil Venom. It's got some random dude. I'm doing play-by-play because I can't...
Some random dude.
Yeah, I mean, it was just...
basically XCOM with Marvel license, but yeah. It's got like a Diablo aspect to it because you're fighting a demon lady.
Yeah, Lilith, or whatever her name is. Interesting concept. I'm not going to be into this, but...
I think it's just edgelord tryhard shit.
Yeah, it looks cool, but no gameplay, like Jamie says. And if you pre-order, you get the Doctor Strange Defender skin. Ooh, you know? All right, well, that's it. That's the story. Ha! Eric, next story.
That might be interesting if like it had like specific bonuses tied to that character or something, the outfit, but whatever. Next story is that Metal Max Wild West has been canceled.
Wow.
Oh, boy. This was originally going to be Metal Max Xeno Reborn 2, and they retitled it to Wild West, but I guess Kadokawa doesn't even want to go forward with it anymore.
Wow, they must have spent so much money on it. And
considering the low-budget nature of those games, they didn't spend too much money.
I do like the developer's name, Cattle Call, so that sucks. Canceled. All right. Well, there you go.
Now I'm worried about the status of Code Zero, which was another Metal Max project in the works.
Maybe they're concentrating on that.
Maybe that's it, though. Maybe they just didn't want to pour the resources into any more Metal Max games other than Code Zero.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Maybe they decided to just head on over.
You either continue working on this game, we drop the others, or you work on this game.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, let's move on to the next one, Breakman.
This looks like a cute, fun RPG. I'm kind of interested in this. Coming to us live from RPG Site. Town Building Sandbox RPG Pixel Shire, announced for 2024 on Nintendo Switch, Xbox One, Series X, PlayStation 4, PlayStation 5, and the PC. I'm going to skip past this part, but I just wanted to name the developer Kappa Bits.
Yeah, Kappa Bits. I like that.
Build the town of Pixel Shire and Gregor Community in a unique RPG sandbox which mixes life sim elements with town building, exploration, and combat. Express yourself by planning the town to your liking, master trades, get to know your neighbors, and explore the continent of Arcadia. A unique sandbox town building experience. Let your imagination run wild to create the perfect town and farm of your dreams. Build and decorate your own unique house. Your town will grow with each citizen you encounter along the way. Each villager has their own house that you must place and design. Farm master new hobbies, craft valuable goods, and manage your own customized shop. I'm not going to read all those.
Yeah.
Build meaningful relationships as well. This looks like a cute, fun game.
It does look cute and fun. It's like an amalgamation of like maybe Animal Crossing with like a sim game with a little bit of light combat type stuff. Maybe like a little bit of a Minecraft type, you know, building. Not a first person perspective at all, but you know, you guys know what I'm saying. It's got elements of all of the above. It's an amalgamation. It does look cute. I don't know if it'd be something that I would play, but I could see this being like kind of one of those cult hits.
Freak is exiled.
Does it have boobs? He says.
No, he's referring to what I was talking about, not this story.
Oh,
no, this town building does not have boobs.
All right, next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. Game Deck comes to Nintendo Switch on July 1st. So there you go. It's a cyberpunk RPG where you play as a detective solving crimes committed in virtual game worlds, which originally launched on PC last September. Wow, that's kind of weird. It's going from PC to Nintendo Switch. I'm interested. This looks good. I hope it looks good. This good on the Switch, man. Holy hell. Better boobs than in Streaming Wars. No. What is Streaming Wars? Is that a thing?
Streaming Wars is the latest South Park movie thing.
Oh.
That is fucking hilarious.
I haven't seen it. Is it on
Paramount?
Oh, fuck. I don't have Paramount. Is it? Is Paramount?
I got to renew mine. I let it slip.
Is Paramount a must get?
If you like Star Trek.
They have a bunch of really old movies on their archive, though.
Yeah.
Mm.
If you're a big Star Trek fan, absolutely get Paramount.
If you want to watch Adam's Family and Adam's Family Values, they're on there too.
Yeah. I like Star Trek.
South Park stuff, so I'm gonna have to re-up it because this was a first part.
Can I see it any other way other than Paramount Plus?
Also, this is how you're gonna see the new Beavis and Butthead movie.
Oh, yeah, damn it.
That also they announced this past week.
Might have to get that.
They announced that I don't know how many episodes, but a fair number of them are going to be adding the music videos back into the episodes.
How much?
And the remastering the footage as well.
How much? They are? Oh, yeah. Shit. This is a must get for me then. How much is it a month? PlayStation or Plus?
There's a plan with ads and there's a plan without. The without plan is like $10 a month and the with ads is like $5 a month.
Hmm. Okay. Well, I might have to get this. Fire! Yeah, fire! Fire! Yeah. Alright, Eric, next story, please.
Also,
I'm going to get rid of Netflix after Stranger Things
is
done.
Top Gun Maverick is going to be on there next month.
Oh, shit. I need to get rid of Netflix.
I need to watch a bunch of stuff on Netflix before I can cancel.
Everybody says Maverick is fantastic.
Everybody says it.
I hated the first movie. I had no interest in this, but I don't know.
I know, man.
I think the only problem with the first movie is that
it was long and boring.
Aside from Tom Cruise's predatory behavior in the first half of the movie, it's kind of a stupid love story tied with like them doing flight school.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's just all around
and
a dumb premise.
They killed off one of the only good characters in the movie.
Who are you talking about, Goose?
Yeah.
I know. Negative.
Iceman should be called Doucheman because he's a big douche in the movie.
Yeah. All right, let's move on. Break, next story, please.
This is for you, Freak. Coming to us live from RPG site. Hybrid visual novel RPG, Flower Knight, Houdai, I guess? Houdai?
Houdi? I don't know.
Houdi? I don't know what language that's.
Houdi and the Blowfish has a game? I'm in.
I hope so.
I'm in.
Soundtrack. Anyways, combines magical girls, turn-based battles, and lesbian romance.
Oh God!
New developer Paper Star Studios has unveiled this game that we can't pronounce. It'll be coming out the winter of 2022. So that's that starts in late December.
Can't wait till this comes out.
Whatever this game is called, has players control a magical girl living in. Oh my God! I'm not trying to pronounce that either.
It's Chinese, that's all we know.
Yeah, I'm not even going to try. She is seeking the truth behind the disappearance of her best friend. It will feature turn-based battles, three endings, and lesbian romance.
Oh, God.
Yeah, they really like to reiterate the lesbian romance. In fact, down in the bulletins, they wrote lesbian and then romance in capitals.
It looks like it says Yang Hua Shen.
Hey, Breakman, you had me at lesbian.
It's been 1,000 years since the collapse when the sea surged. We don't really give a shit about the story. We just want to know about the lesbian romance.
Yeah, exactly. Although this sounds good, man. It's a positive step forward, I like stuff like that.
Well, there's an update on here. While the Steam and itch.io page for Flower Knight, whatever, has labeled the title as a free-to-play, lead developer Tabby Wright reached out to us on Twitter, commenting that it will be a commercial game, though a price point has not been determined yet. Okay. Hmm.
Tabby Wright, huh? And it's a Chinese game. Okay. All right. I think you skipped the story, so I'll go ahead and do it.
Tabby Wright is probably Asian of descent, and that's just their North American name.
Dungeon Crawler Mistover to be delisted from digital storefronts on June 30th, so get it while you can. It's an Etrian Odyssey-like art style. It's a Dungeon Crawler RPG, so I wonder why they're taking it off. That's kind of weird.
I think there might be licensing issues. And usually what happens if they want to keep the game up, they have to delist it and then settle the rights issues, then they can put it back up.
Gotcha. So,
The Danganronpa games got briefly delisted until Spike Chunsoft could get all the legal work done to the game so they could put their name on it instead.
Yeah. Freak5Chaos says, I had active shooter training at work. When I was told about it, my first thought was, this is a secure facility. The only people able to get past the front door are employees. So they are telling potential shooters what the plan is if they come in shooting. Yeah, I mean, there's no end.
So the employees would be the shooters then.
Yeah. All right, Eric.
How often do the employees at your job go postal, Freak?
I know. Let's hope not.
Right. Her bio. She, lesbian, 29, monster smooching enthusiast, kissing game connoisseur, writes visual novels for Paper Star Devs, icon of somebody on Twitter, and she lives in Dayton, Ohio. So, not China.
Not China. How weird. All right, Eric, next story.
Next story is Class of Heroes 2 Remaster has been announced for the PlayStation 4 and Nintendo Switch. Acquire made the announcement, but it's a digital-only release, which is weird. Hopefully they can do a deal with the limited-run games or something, so they go do a physical release later. But the game was originally released in Japan on June 2009 for PSP, following a PS3 version in 2010. Yeah. The English release of Class of Heroes 2 followed in more tumultuous history, including a failed Kickstarter campaign, along with physical and digital releases staggered sometimes in years, thanks to Gaijin Works. And they never got that off the ground, really.
All right.
The physical games eventually did come out, but it took like a long time to happen.
Class of Heroes sounds familiar.
But that's classic Victor Ireland. Is like, does anybody remember the physical release history of Magic Knight Rare for the Sega Saturn?
No.
It basically came out at the end of the Sega Saturn's life.
Ah, I gotcha.
Because it took them so goddamn long to come out.
So the day after the Saturn came out in the market?
No, it didn't die that quickly. I think a Sega Saturn had like a year and a half.
Like 2 months before it came out? Anyways. All right, man. Hey, break. Next story,
yeah,
please.
I'm a huge Saturn fan. I'm just saying. Like,
I know.
I love
it's weird here because it says both the English PSP version and PS3 version are currently available as digital versions on the PSN through the PS3 store, which doesn't sound right because I'm pretty sure the PS3 store has been shut down, and so is the PSP stuff.
Oh yeah, they shut down a couple of years ago, I think.
Yeah,
the PSP stuff.
Yeah. All right.
You know what? Actually, like, it was last year they shut down the PSP store. Now I think about it.
I know.
Yeah, the Vita stuff's still up, but only for a while. I mean, Sony's probably going to can that next year, but like, as far as PSP games go, you can't get that stuff anymore.
Yeah. All right, break. Next story, please.
The PS3 version might be available through if you bought the game, you just re-download it, but think that's as far as it goes.
All right.
Coming to us live from RPG Site, Labyrinth of Zangetsu launches in Japan on September 29th for PS4, Switch, and PC. Developed by Karupandu, I guess. Labyrinth of Zangetsu was originally announced for January. Who cares? Promising key points of the game being, number one, the origin point of hack and slash. Number two, the Japanese style, which Acquire excels at. Three, depicting the deep profoundness with an ink painting style. Four, a Japanese mixed sound with an emphasis on Japanese instruments from various periods, from the Gagaku, old court music, or no theater. I'm guessing a lot of pan flute.
Gagaku.
break. you're something else, man. Yes, a lot of pan flute.
Yeah, well, let me see. I'm just skipping ahead, see if there's anything in here. No, just about the story. No, nothing else.
I think that's it. Did we skip one, guys?
Did you skip something again? Yes.
The Adventure Academia, The Fractured Continent.
Oh, Jesus.
A tactical RPG set in the world of Clash of Heroes, set to release for PS4, Switch, and PC. This comes to us from RPGsite.net. The trailer, which I'm running now, has been posted. But unlike the Japanese trailer, the English trailer only notes that the Steam version is coming soon. So, no announcements on PS4 or Switch or anything like that. So, there you go. There's the whole shebang. English is not supported, which means I don't understand why it's not supported. But it looks cool. It looks like a different type of tactical RPG.
Just means it's not there yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
That means it needs to be localized.
It'll be there for the PC version, so it just needs to be ported over to the other systems, it looks like. It looks sort of like Paper Mario Tactic RPG, you know, like Final Fantasy Tactics Super Mario, or not Super Mario, Paper Mario style. So there you go. You get kind of that gist of that. So there you go. All right, that is mercifully the end of the news, except for, Eric, you have a couple more little tidbits, right?
Yeah, I might as well mention them, but that Turtles, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Shredder's Revenge comes out next week on digital storefronts, so that's Thursday.
That was quick.
Which is, I think that's the 16th. Yeah, I think the game's coming out sometime by the end of the year in physical format, and you can pre-order them right now on places like Amazon or Limited Run Games. I'd rather just get my game from Amazon because I don't want to have to go through this small release window there.
Yeah,
because they are going to sell it on Amazon, and they'll probably eventually make their way to Best Buys because I guess soon they're going to buy a few of their own.
Yeah.
It's going to be like that situation where like Limited Run Games did releases for Salt and Sanctuary for the Switch, and like you could find them in places like Best Buy for a while. That's how I actually got my copy of the Indivisible for the Switch.
Huh.
It was just sitting in a Walmart.
Huh. All right.
And which is weird because I thought they stopped U.S. distribution. So I guess either they were allowed to, or those are just remaining stock from when they made orders before.
They probably had them in the back or something, and, yeah, you know, just put them out there. All right, anything else, Eric?
The other thing I wanted to mention was the Castlevania Nocturne, which is the next Castlevania Netflix series.
Oh, yeah. Did you see that, break?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good. And the other thing I wanted to mention, and Drake will like this because there's a specific mention of two certain games.
Yep.
Capcom Arcade Second Stadium, and that's coming out, and it's kind of like the first stadium. It's just a collection of arcade games, and you pay for what you want, or you can just buy it all up front for like $30 or whatever.
God, I wish they weren't so expensive. I want to get some of those packs, but I think they're too pricey.
I need to find the cartridge of the Switch version. So I could just, you know, buy them all at once and have it on cart. But here's some of the here's the games that are going to be a part of this collection. 1943 Kai, Black Tiger, which at least it's not Life of Black Tiger.
Black Tiger, oh god, Life of the Black Tiger. Yuck. Yeah.
Black Tiger is a shmup, I think. I think it includes Tiger Road, which is like a weird side-scrolling beat 'em up. But Block Block, Capcom Sports Club, Darkstalkers The Night Warriors. Oh yeah, by the way, all the fighting games in this collection are not going to be, I don't think they have Roblox netcode and all the stuff that the fighting games collection, which is a separate release, is going to have. So that's something to consider. Don't buy one over the other. If you want all the bells and whistles, get the fighting game collection. But Echo Fighters, Gunsmoke, which is listed as Gansumuku here. And a game called Avengers, but I guess they didn't want, I guess they can't use the name Avengers to localize it. So they have it listed as Isatu Briden, which kind of looks like an Ikari Warriors type of game. I never played it, the original. But Hyperdyne Sidearms, which sounds like a smup. Hyper Street Fighter 2, the Anniversary Edition. Knights of the Round, Last Duel, Magic Sword, Mega Man the Power Battle, Mega Man the Power 2, the Power Fighters. So there's your Mega Man break.
Yeah, but those weren't good games.
Yeah, but it's something.
I know, but like those are... I mean, the only way it could get worse is if they put the damn soccer game in.
Oh, God.
There are no SNES games in this collection. This is purely arcade stuff. But Night Warriors, the Dark Darkstalkers... Night Warriors, the Darkstalkers Revenge. Pinnickies. I think that might be misspelled. It might be Pickneys. Which I still don't know what that is. But Rally 2011, Lead Storm, Saturday Night Slam Master, Exceed X's, which is in Japan was called Savage Beast. They should have just called it that. What the fuck is an Exceed X's? Sun. I played
Sun. That's not a good game.
Yeah. Street Fighter, Street Fighter Alpha, Warrior Stream, Street Fighter Alpha 2.
Wait, the original Street Fighter?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Who the fuck wants to play that?
Have you guys ever tried to play that?
Yeah, it's really hard.
Street Fighter Alpha 3, which, Super Gem Fighter Mini Mix, Super Fighter 2 Turbo.
You know what Street Fighter 1, like, plays sort of like, but with a lot of glitchiness, even more so than the original Kung Fu game? Yeah.
You remember? It's not as fast as Kung Fu, though.
It definitely doesn't move
like a fighting game at all. Yeah, no, it moves more like an action game.
Yeah,
slow action game. I couldn't figure out how to throw a fireball or do anything. I'm like, come on, Jesus Christ.
Okay, then there's King of Dragons, the Speed Rumbler, which is Russian Crash, if anybody knows.
You know why you couldn't figure out how to do the fireball in Street Fighter 1? I think it's more than a quarter turn. I think it's like a half turn. You know, like it's so intuitive, like with Street Fighter 2 on to now, what is it, Street Fighter 6? Like, it's like a quarter rotation.
Yeah.
With a button push. Now, back then it was like a three quarters. Imagine this, like a three quarters rotation with like a button press.
It's the Konami code.
Yeah, it's like, I wish they'd done
the smart thing like they did with the original the original Street Fighter arcade machine. They had like a couple moves in each character listed on the machine, you know?
Yeah.
That would have been nice on the Street Fighter. Like, hey, how do I do a fireball? I don't know. There's just pictures.
Anyways, the last two games on this list are Three Wonders and Vampire Saber, the Lord of Vampire.
Name sounds cool.
Love.
Yeah. So.
But like you said, like, half of these a third of the fighting games on the fighting collection are a part of this, so you might as well just get the fighting collection if you're just interested in fighting games.
Yeah.
I think Capcom's realized they don't need to make new games. They just resell the old stuff now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's annoying, though, because, like, this would be a good way to gauge interest for reviving IP, and Capcom's already said they're not doing this for that purpose.
Yeah. All right. Anything else, Eric?
They just sit on good IPs, and they're doing nothing with them.
Eric, anything else?
Nope, that's it.
All right, homie, discounts this week. There's a new PlayStation sale out, and it's actually one of the weaker ones in the past few months that I've seen. Nothing super. There was Dark Souls 2. All the Dark Souls games are on sale. Dark Souls 2 is on sale for 75% off, so that was actually a standout. Highly recommend. So. If you haven't picked up the Dark Souls games on the PlayStation, now's the time to get them. They're good games. I still need to go through a couple of them, but they're really good. Just really, really hard. It's not a game for beginners. Just expect to get killed a lot, and that's part of the charm of those games. So you know. So
this all right. Game sounds absolutely ridiculous.
What?
It's a game called Bats, Bloodsucker Anti-Terror Squad.
Oh, God.
It's up to Count Bloodvein and his vampire powers to rescue his Bats teammates from the Scorpion Supreme and Sting's evil clutches.
Scorpion Supreme? I love that.
It's like a Bat cartoon plot from, like, the late 80s.
But it sounds awesome. Like, you could just hear the music, like, it's like a heavy metal riff, like, you know, Bats! You know, it's like one of those types of things. You know, it's like big explosion in the background, you know, big gun, you know. So a big commando looking dude like Arnold Schwarzenegger like shoots off a gun. You know,
I need to see the trailer for this after the show to see if it's any worthwhile. I'll give you an update next
Yeah, time. That'd be cool. I'm going to give you a further update on the I went through all of them very briefly, all the new sales on the PlayStation before the show. And I'll give you if there's anything else. But I did notice that the Dark Souls game's on sale. I think Bloodborne is perpetually on sale. I'd say just go straight to Bloodborne and play Bloodborne. It's fucking one of the greatest games of all time. All right. Did you see anything on Xbox of note, Break?
No, I haven't.
No, not really.
All right. Anything on the eShop?
Here's something of note that you might be interested in. Even though the console releases of Dragon's Dogma or Dark Arisen don't have like a 60 FPS patch or have a plan for it anytime soon, if you don't care about that, you could buy them for like $5 on each platform.
Hmm. Okay. All right. Scotoma says, sounds like a story from Jack Black. Exactly, man. Bats. You know, big old explosion. Heavy metal music. All right.
That's awesome. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's make that game. That'd be badass. All right. It's so badass, it's badass. You know?
Damn it. Damn it, Freak, you're making me hungry.
I know. All right.
Is he sending pictures on Twitter? I'm going to have to look.
He's got potatoes. He's got tacos.
How dare he, during the show, do that? That's blasphemy. All right.
And cheese and beans.
Yeah. Wow. Thanks, Eric, for giving me a play-by-play on Freak's food, and I'm starving.
Yeah, I'm making
and...
you hungry now.
Exactly. Okay, Breakman...
He's definitely going to poop, that's for sure.
He's going to poop today. Home now, so I tweeted up. Yes, we just talked about your dinner, Freak 5. I mean, it's kind of a feature of the show at this point.
What? I don't know if it'd be today, but maybe like tomorrow morning, you know? Or maybe in the middle of the night, he's just going to be sleeping, and then be like, oh, crap.
Hashtag I poop today, you know. All right. Breakman, play your music or nah?
No.
Golly, nobody.
You know, that would always happen, like, at the good point of the dream, too. Like, when you're having a great dream. Like, you never have to, like, go to the bathroom when you're having a shitty dream.
Right.
It's always a good dream.
Right. Brisket taco and tempura shrimp. How dare you, Freak 5? I hate your face, man.
Freaking all rich right. ass motherfucker.
I know. Jesus. Where are you getting all these bucks? Although.
I don't even know what these words mean. Like, God, I can't afford that kind of stuff.
Well, he did pay off his house, so he owns his house outright. So he's got, like, you know, money to blow on whatever, you know. So, you know. All right. I think we're good there. Somebody send questions to Breakman at RP Grinders on Twitter. He's been not getting a lot of love on Twitter lately. Not even Freak 5 has bothered to send Breakman anything on Twitter. So
send us food.
Send us gift cards for food, man. That'd be cool. All right, let's move on to
Inquiring Minds Want to Know.
Inquiring Minds want to know what you've been playing, Breakman.
Let me see. I've been playing, of course, The Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild. And I am now up to 116 shrines complete, and I have not cheated.
Wow.
Yeah.
How many more you got to go? Four?
To find the other ones, I still need four more because I'm at 116. But I kind of looked at the map, and I was going, well, there's got to be, like, spots on here that are wide open where I haven't. I'll go look at those, see if I can find it. I went to four different spots, found two shrines.
Yeah.
Not bad, I think.
Not bad at all, man. That's good.
Isn't there supposed to be, like, a thing in the game that just beeps when you're near a shrine?
Yeah, it doesn't do it for all shrines if they're, like, hidden or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, the ones I've got left, they're probably hidden. Yeah. Because I haven't had that thing go off.
Freak 5 says, I quit drinking so I have more money. And then Scotoma says, I just buy cheap alcohol. I haven't been drunk, so no drunk tweets to break. Good point, Freak 5. Good point. For the best, man. For both us and you, man. So there you go.
Yeah,
all right.
The non-drinking life isn't. It is not bad. It isn't.
Yeah, it's not terrible. It's not terrible. I very seldom drink. I mean, very rarely. Very rarely. All right, Brake. What else have you been playing?
Anyway, playing Breath of the Wild, and I've done the four shrines, and right now I'm kind of running through the castle of Hyrule Castle. I've been there before to get another quest, but I've got two quests left, and they're both in there, like side quests.
Oh, cool.
So I'm trying to sneak through the last castle without encountering the last boss, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want to accidentally beat the game.
Yeah.
Not quite. I don't want to quite do that yet, because I want to look for like the other hidden secrets. Okay, still haven't found the shield yet or the legendary horse.
Yeah,
is there only one legendary piece of clothing? Because it just looks like he's got the top, no pants.
Well, I mean,
pretty sure there are pants and boots.
Yeah.
Okay, I must find them then. See, I've got more stuff to do. Got plenty to look for. I think what I'm going to have to do now is go to town and talk to everybody. I hate talking to people.
I thought you liked to walk around without your pants, Brake.
What?
I said I thought you liked to walk around without your pants.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. I was talking about talking to people. I don't want to do that. So I'm going to go town and all the stables and talk to everybody and see if I missed quest or something like that. Because other than that, I'm not sure if I'd know what else to do once I've gone around this castle some more.
Yeah. All right.
But I did, like I said, I did find two shrines that I was like, okay, there's got to be some sort of secret here. And walking around, oh, hey, there's that fucking bird with his stupid music again. Whatever, dude. Just can you give me a hint without playing your stupid song? Okay, no, you can't. Anyway, so that and then Mortal Kombat 11. Those are really the only two games I've played all week. And yeah, it's been good. Mortal Kombat 11, I found a new way, an easy, cheap way to unlock the other, most of the other fatalities. I can unlock the DLC fatalities by playing like those stupid AI battles, which is just, you know, pick some characters and let them fight. If your characters win and use a fatality, you unlock it.
It's wow. Like,
oh, fuck yes. I don't have to like go through the whole tower battle for each single one of those characters and unlock it now, which is like, yes. However, I still don't have Baraka unlocked, which is pissing me off.
Damn it. Baraka, I love Baraka is one of my favorite characters to play, even though I know he sucks, but you know.
No, he's good. He's good.
Yeah.
I think they've done a real good job with the characters in this game. I don't think there's really there aren't characters that feel like, oh, this game, like I don't have a chance with this character type.
Does anybody, let me ask you this question. Competitively in pro games, does anybody play Baraka?
I have no idea.
The answer is no.
Well, I think they all play Noob Sabat, right?
They have certain ones that are better. Freak 5 says, I told a coworker after the active shooter training, after we left, the table in that room is going to go through one of the windows if we're hiding from a shooter in that room. Yeah, exactly. Skotima says, law, the best plan is to create distance. Exactly. The fuck out of there, you know? And don't call the police. Don't call the police because they ain't going inside. Fucking cowards.
Yep. Anyways, yep, but best thing you can do is run away.
Run.
Like hiding.
Don't hide. Yep, run. Yeah,
run. So anyway, back to Mortal Kombat 11. So to unlock the rest of the crypt and find maybe Baraka's fatality eventually, I have to perform 25 fatalities on each of the main characters from the story.
Jesus Christ.
There were about 25 characters before the DLC.
Wow.
That's, if you know any math, that's 500 fucking fatalities.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? It's just to unlock the rest of this goddamn crypt. Whatever.
Yeah.
Probably weird, though. Funny thing, I think, is I know I already have over 500 fatalities committed, but I've done a lot on like the DLC characters, so those don't count.
Wow. Wow. All right.
We've complained about the unlocking thing before, but then again, like I said, it's got me to play and keep playing and keep playing and keep playing.
Yeah, and Freak 5 says zigzag while you run. That's a good point. Definitely zigzag, man.
Oh, I thought he meant like get out a pack of zigzags.
Yeah, well, that would probably
like rolling a joint and shit while running.
Oh god, that would be awesome, man. Just pull out a zig while you're running and light it up as you zigzag. You're zigzagging
gonna,
with
he's
your zigzag.
Get the Colt 45 and the two zigzags. What's going on.
Exactly. All right. Anything else you've been playing, Brake?
No, that's it.
All right, Eric. What you been playing, sir?
I've been playing. I finished. I don't know if I mentioned it last week. I don't even know if I played it last weekend, but I played more Pocky and Rocky Reshrine. I beat the game the second time and unlocked the second character, or the second extra character. The other two are unlocked as you play through the story, but one is randomly chosen for you on the fifth level, so you have to play through the game again to unlock the other.
All right.
But and then after I got that done, I played Hollow Knight on the Xbox, and I beat that. And I got
holy four hell, out of
five
Eric.
Endings, because there's no way in hell I'm doing the God Home stuff, which is just a bunch of boss rush shit.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, if I do that at all, it's going to be on the Steam version where I just cheat, because there's no way in hell I'm ever going to be Nightmare King Grimm, because he does double damage to him, and his patterns are just hard to predict,
because
you've got so little time to... And then you have to do boss rush on top of that, which means it's an endurance mode of sorts. Yeah.
Hollow Knight is Hollow Knight's a hard-ass fucking game, man. I don't know how you beat that game, Eric, so fast. So good, but hard.
I could fire it up tomorrow and do it in a stream, and you could see what I've done to do things.
Well, maybe, if I get a chance. I'm spending the weekend with Bernie for the weekend at Bernie's. First time in a long time. What else, Eric?
I played AI, the Somnium Files, and I don't know where. I think I'm about halfway done, but I'm not sure. But I'm liking that. It's very much the sort of spiritual successor to Zero Escape. It doesn't have any of the gameplay elements of Zero Escape, because you're not trying to escape rooms, but it is an adventure game, and it's got some elements. Like, there seems to be a parallel world thing going on, but it seemed to only happen in one of the plot lines, but maybe it'll come into play later. It's got a flowchart like Zero Escape game, so it's got that going for it. But other than that, I played a little bit of the Castlevania Anniversary Collection. I'm just playing the original Castlevania so far.
All right. Cool.
Nice.
Oh, by the way, you have some reviews on the feed that you just put on too, Eric.
That's such a good package of games.
Yeah. Yeah. Hello? The Anniversary Collection?
No, I think Frank's gone.
Can you guys hear me? What the hell?
Crap.
All right, hold on, guys.
I don't know if the listeners can still hear us. Shit.
Nah, hold on, I'll call you guys.
I'm fine. What the hell? This is like a perfect episode.
Look,
And then shit the fan.
Yeah, my shit the fan. Hang tight, guys. Hang tight. Hang tight, guys. Hang tight. Damn it. It's my connection. Hang tight, guys. Alright, we had a little snafu with some audio stuff, so I think we're good to go. It was on my end. But let's get... Where were we? Let's continue on. I think we got through all of what Eric was playing. There are some... reviews on the feed. If you guys go to rpgrinders.podbean.com, you can check out Eric's reviews. He's got... What do you got up there, Eric?
I got Salt and Sacrifice, Cotton Fantasy, and Wonder Boy Collection.
Okay, cool. I've been playing Salt and Sanctuary. I just started that back up again. So there we go. That's all I've been playing. Does anybody have a review? Blakeman?
What? Was there stuff that happened this week?
Mm.
I don't remember.
I don't know. No? Okay, Eric?
No, other than the ones I mentioned, but not on the show for today.
All right, I have a real quick one. It's an old movie called Eaten Alive. It was directed by Toby Hooper, about this guy that kills people and feeds them to his alligator. Check it out. It's an old school movie. It's the same guy that did Texas Chainsaw Massacre. you know, I mean, it's not the greatest thing in the world, but you could definitely watch something way worse if you have an extra hour and a half. It's worth. Yeah, refresh, Skodima. Yes, refresh. Refresh. Boom.
Yeah, not restart, just refresh.
Yes, refresh.
What do you think of that upcoming creature feature where they go to Africa and all animals have gone been completely berserk?
I think that's going to be cool. I like creature features, man. Let's see. I think try restarting Twitch, man. I mean, restarting.
Oh, you got it. He's up.
Oh, he's up. Okay. There we go. Refresh. Okay. Yeah. All right. Glad you got it. Woo. Okay. I was scared for a second there. Okay. Let's move on to everybody's favorite segment.
Ah, what is it?
Stinko of the Week.
All right, Breakman, your stinko of the
what
week.
What else can we say? Like, just the killing in this country is not stopping. It's not slowing down.
I kind of unplugged for a little bit. Was there another one?
Just one? No, there's several.
Okay.
Let me see. There was Maryland last night. There was like three over the weekend that I know about. Then there have been just regular not mass shootings, and those have been up in heavily increasing, especially like for small businesses or like, I shouldn't say small businesses, I should say for like small staffed businesses, like people who are working in, say, a pizza restaurant or something like that. They don't have many staff because you don't need that many staff in those places.
Yeah.
Because they're not, because they deliver pizza and they're not sitting down to eat it there.
Yeah.
But there's been like an increase in shootings in those places across the country, and it's just, I don't know what to say.
Mental health.
You said a lot last week, and yeah. The government's going to do something, apparently. Like, Democrats and Republicans are sitting down and talking. I bet they don't do anything meaningful. Anybody want to take any bets on that?
Are you kidding, man?
A statue in honor of all the people that died that they didn't do anything to save.
Yeah. Yeah, people have been holding out since the pandemic. Right. Yeah,
they're gonna build them a mort. That's what they're gonna, instead of doing anything to stop future violence, they're going to build them a mort.
Right. That would be. I mean, it would not surprise me, Brake. I mean, they never do anything. Skodima says people have been holding out since the pandemic, letting loose now. Exactly. I mean,
diarrhea. Yeah.
You know what we need? We need mental health care in this country in the worst way. I mean, it's so obvious and apparent, and but you're right, Breakman. Neither one is going to do anything. And Eric, that's a very, very good point. We're going to get a memorial or, you know, some type of fucking, you know, word salad in our ears from
those,
both.
Very platitude type walls. Yeah. Like, it'll be like they did when they made bomb stops.
An additional funding for the police. Yeah. Of course.
Yeah, oh, additional police. Yeah.
Because police, and they'll say they'll make it that 18-year-olds can't buy clips over like 100 or something
like
that.
Yeah, something stupid. Yeah. Oh, that'll solve it, everybody. That'll solve it. Any bets on whether they address mental health at all? Any bets? Anybody?
Oh, I bet they are because of how much talk, but what are they going to do is the question. Let me see. How would they address mental health? I'm guessing they're going to criminalize it in some way.
Yeah. Well, you laugh, but they've criminalized homelessness, so yeah, why not mental health next?
You know? Attempted suicide will get you locked up for a long time.
Life in prison. Life in prison. And with no chance of killing yourself because they'll have you on 24-hour suicide watch.
Oh, my God. If they did that, like that.
It's coming. It's coming, Brick. You laugh, but it's coming, dude.
I'm not laughing at that. That sounds like a fucking nightmare. I don't want to live.
I'm telling you, dude. Nobody does, man.
9 days in a nut house was enough.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, I know. I know, man. I mean, it's terrible.
I'm in prison for being mentally ill.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Any other stinkos, Brick?
That.
Eric, I didn't see you have any stinkos listed there.
Nothing really.
All right. I've got one that I've got a couple, and one of them is going to turn into something that you guys are going to laugh about. Number one, I hate the hot weather. We're getting 90-degree weather here in Denver, which feels like 100, 105, because I've talked about this before. The altitude, it just makes it hotter. And we even had cloud cover today, and I was miserable outside.
Well, cloud cover can trap in the humidity.
Yeah, well, it wasn't really humid, per se. Just fucking, ugh. Gonna go join the family at the pool. All right, that's a lot better than joining us here, Skotoma. So take care, man. Appreciate you. Thanks for stopping by. My niece has some stupid rules from when her baby is born. All right, and they range from no negative energy, which is fucking stupid, right?
That doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't. What are you talking about? It doesn't. It does not.
Say that again.
So we can't say mean things, I guess.
No negative energy. There's a couple.
What does that? I don't understand.
No politics.
No negative energy.
Okay, let me give you a little bit of background. This is done to spite her sister, my other niece, right? Which I can't stand her either. These are both pieces of shit in different ways. But so. Just stupid rules in general, right? I mean, there's one practical one, like, you know, wash your hands before you hold the baby. And, you know, you don't want the baby getting sick. I understand. It's the first baby.
No juggling the child.
No juggling. Yeah, just stupid stuff like that, right? But some of the rules were geared towards my other niece. And I was like, because my other niece is like, I don't know, she's like kind of sort of goth in a way, you know, she wears darker clothes, she, you know, she's just odd, right? I mean, she's just odd. Tell her not to give people these stupid ass rules if you don't want negative energy. That's exactly right, Freak Five. So, but check this out. She's gonna be having a baby shower here. I'm going to wear... I just bought a shirt. And let me tell you what my shirt says, if I can find it. Hold on.
I am the father?
No. Oh, God. That would be so gross. My niece. Are you, come on, man.
Yes, I know.
No Jerry Springer.
I know.
No Jerry... That's low-hanging fruit, by the way.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Hold on. It says... I got it right here. It says, worship Satan. And it's got a picture of Baphomet, right? With the... The pentagram, respect women. It says worship Satan, then it's got a big old Baphomet in the middle, and it says respect women, right? And to go with that, I have a Baphomet hat, like a pentagram hat. And when that baby shower happens,
Baphomet plushies too.
Oh, there's one. There's a bat one with a and I was gonna buy it, Eric. I was going to buy it, and I was going to put it, like, in the living room where they're going to have the little baby shower, you know? But, yeah, man, I'm going to wear that, and I'm gonna bring the negative. You know what I'm saying?
You might as well get a Cthulhu plushie to put right now.
Yeah, exactly, man.
What I want is a t-shirt. Remember that that movie, I forget what it's called, but the wife and husband go into the TV and they go through different channels and stuff like that.
Oh, God, I love that movie, man. That's,
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned, yeah, right. Absolutely.
God damn it, I love that movie.
Remember when they went to the fake,
I like John Ritter.
Wayne's World?
Yes, show, yes.
And they picked up flashcards, and it was like a picture of an eye, a picture of a warship, and a picture of Saturn. That's what I want, like a shirt with that.
Yeah.
And he's like, I worship Saturn?
Yeah. Yes, I dude, I'm telling you, man. I mean, it was just a list. It was a ridiculous list. I saw it like on she sent it out. This is the dumbest thing, too. She printed it, hand wrote it on like old school, like school paper, like lined school paper that you rip off, you know. She wrote it on that, and then she put it on like a counter, and then took a picture of it and sent it to everybody except for me, because she hates me. So she sent it there, but I got wind of it and I saw it, and I was laughing so hard, man. I'm like, this is it. So in essence, it's a stinko, but it's also a sweeto. So you know. Which leads us to
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet!
Sweet of the week!
All right, Eric, you're Sweet of the week.
Sweeto is, I am, with my previous, like, I didn't mention this last week, but, I mentioned on Twitter, I didn't mention on the show, but I got, we're getting, everybody at work is getting a 4% increase in their pay.
Oh,
but on top of that, I got my review, got a little bit more, so now I'm up to 1750, or 1740, I think. 1735 or 1745, I can't remember what.
Well, dude, that's good.
Closer
that's
to 18.
That's nice. Good, man. That's good,
yeah,
man.
Sounds good. Hey, Eric, can I borrow some money?
No.
Hey, okay, let me try it. Eric, can I have some money? Eric?
You're already going to pretend to give it back.
Eric? Eric? Eric, are you...
the show.
Eric? Eric's like, I'm walking off this show. Oh man!
I said no.
Scotoma says I start walking out, and they are already done and walking back. Yeah, stupid adulting and work. Exactly, Scotoma. Thanks for rejoining us, man. Okay.
He has a house to himself to the 20th, so right now he is in his underwear.
Exactly. Freak Fire Sweeto, my family is out of town, so I have the house to myself until the 20th. Hookers and blow at Freak Five's house. There you go.
He doesn't even have to know about it.
Exactly.
Weekend at Freaky's.
All right. So.
Weekend at Freaky's.
Why not at Freak Boys?
Weekend at Freaky's. All right, break. All right, break. We've already had weekend at Bernie's. We've had weekend at Freaky's. Tell me you have weekend at Breaky's.
Sure, why not? I was gonna say my Sweeto has to do with Twitter, so weekend at Tweety's.
Yeah, and, okay.
Like, that's Tweety Bird, you know.
Yeah, I see the connection there.
Well, yeah, no, but I was rooting against that fucking bird. I was waiting for the cat to eat him every damn time.
That bird was a swarmy piece of shit, man. Tweety Bird.
He was kind of arrogant.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, not that the cat ever won because the cat was a dumbass, but whatever.
Yeah.
At least it wasn't the other cat.
Sylvester.
Being raped all the time.
I know.
What did that other cat's... What was that other cat's name?
So, was it Sylvester?
No. The black cat that was running away from Pepe Le Pew.
Oh, that was an... Yeah, wasn't it another skunk? No, it was a...
It was a cat. It was a cat who gets accidentally painted white every damn time.
I don't know how
this cat has such bad luck.
I know.
But I don't know the cat's name.
Hmm.
That cat's name.
Yeah.
I don't
think
the
cat has a name.
Yeah.
All I know is that Pepe's really dumb.
Yeah, Pepe is a creepy rapist.
He's also really
rapist.
Dumb because he can't tell that they're a cat.
I know.
That's true.
Yeah, and dumb.
I think it was implied that he's kind of like needs glasses.
Oh, Petunia, Freak Five says.
Oh, that's what it might be.
Alright.
People are kipping about. Yeah. So anyways, back to my Sweeto. I was going to say, for Twitter... I've noticed over the last few weeks, and I haven't given a Sweeto yet, and I just wanted to test it more first.
Yeah.
But it seems like they finally let up on their war against the F word.
Who? Twitter?
Twitter. I have been able to say fuck Mitch McConnell, like fuck, you know, to his link.
Can you say fuck Nancy Pelosi and fuck Chuck Schumer, too?
Like, I've been able to say fuck you to a bunch of politicians, like, over the last few weeks.
I don't say fuck that often, but I've said it enough that I'm surprised I haven't been banned yet.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you can say fuck when you're just talking, but when you say fuck you, when you direct it at somebody, it's when they clap down on it. And that's why I got in trouble a lot.
Well.
The last few weeks, I noticed, basically what happened was a celebrity, or somebody with a blue check mark told another blue check mark, I should say, to fuck off.
Yeah.
And Twitter didn't reprimand. I'm like, really?
Well,
so I've been testing the waters, and I've been telling politicians to go fuck themselves. And
I think you've just been lucky. That
no, been look, I think I know what screen. Happened. No. I think I know what happened. I think since Elon bought Twitter, so to speak, you know, he like put up
he
the money.
Not
he hasn't yet, but he's been.
I think
he's
since
a game with him,
right?
Fuck you break
a game that he's probably going to lose, but.
Yeah. I think since he's like making overtones that he's taking over like hostile takeover, Like, they've kind of cut out, which I think is fine. Actual free speech, Scotum says, exactly. You know, you're not, you know, not chastised for it. It's like YouTube. If you are on YouTube and, like, you have, like, I have another channel, and there's a lot more people on that one because, you know, this one, you know, I mean, who knows? But that one, like, I had to, like make people put symbols for, like, you can say fuck as long as you put a symbol, but if you do too much of that, they'll fucking strike you. People have lost their channels for, even in the comments, you know, it's so stupid, yeah. You know, but, all right, yeah, I mean, free speech and YouTube and free speech and Twitter, I guess Twitter's finally relenting a little bit, which is good.
Like you said, I think they're probably right now preoccupied with other things.
Yeah, good.
Like,
fuck
the whole investigation, who's real and who's not, whatever.
Yeah. Like, you know what isn't censored?
I think a lot of these things that who they think are real are, or think they aren't real are actually real, but are just trolls. And
yeah.
Bots, but what do you call this? Foreign factories.
Whatever. Right. Hey, like sweat, like what do they call them? Yeah, I know.
It's like a sweatshop. For Russian people, for Russian employees trolling Americans on the internet.
Yeah. You know what isn't censored, Breakman? This fucking show.
Fuck, really?
Yeah, fucking A. What do you say about that, Eric?
Huh? What about what?
Just say fuck. Just say fuck.
Type something. I was thinking.
Just say fuck, dude. That's all you got to do.
Fuck.
There you go. All right, Sweeto, I think we got through your... Did we get through yours, Break? All your Sweetos?
I've been saying fuck you to a lot of politicians, and that makes me happy.
There's a bot on Twitter that says fuck every word. It's the account's called fuck every word.
I said fuck you to the president and didn't get in trouble.
Wow. Are you sure Secret Service hasn't showed up at your door yet, man?
No, it's just, well, I called it, I didn't say fuck you, I said you're a fucking liar.
Yeah, well, he is.
It's the same thing, yeah.
Yeah. All right, let me do mine now. I got a drone, that's cool.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
You got a camera where you can spy on your neighbors, where you can watch your neighbors' homes to protect them from intruders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I got it for a very specific reason, because I want to spy on the cops that are treating homeless people bad. That's what I want to do with it, so.
Not the hot chick that lives down the street. I mean, the cops.
Well, I mean, if I happen to run across something like that, I mean, you know.
Well, if you use a drone to, like, rat on the cops, maybe he gets the hot chicks. I don't know.
Maybe. You never know. Also, the Colorado Avalanche are going to the Stanley Cup Finals, so that's pretty exciting. I mean, anytime your home team gets there, it's kind of a fun thing, so there we go. As many times as Frank exiled me, I call bullshit for me using my free... How dare you? You're exiled, Freak 5. also, I want to give a shout-out to Breakman Synopsis. If you guys haven't checked out... Breakman Synopsis. He does it. Obviously, we take turns doing the synopsis for the show on Podbean. You guys got to check it out. Breakman has a panache. He's got a certain je ne sais quoi when it comes to doing the synopsis for the show. Last one kind of cracked me up. So
that's pay me. I mean,
The check's in the mail as always. You know, so you know, there you go. All right, let's. Who wants to take bets on how soon he wrecks the drone? How dare you, Scotoma? I'll have you know that I took it out, I was whizzing in and out power lines and all kinds of shit, man. So it will not get shot by the cops. I'm not going to go low enough for it to get shot down by the cops, Freak 5. So there you go. How dare you? Scotoma has not been exiled by me yet. So you're on thin ice, Scotoma. Just saying. You know, you don't want to be anywhere near the company of Freak 5, who's been exiled, like, I don't know, at this point, 150 million times. So, you know, I mean, I'm just saying, you know, that's not company you want to keep. I mean, that's the dredges of society right there. All right, let's move on to the free-for-all. It's a free-for-all. Little man. Yeah, it's a free-for-all. Wow. And fuck you, Break. 2 weeks? How dare you, son of a bitch.
You're
son of a bitch. You don't think I look at chat, do you? Son of a bitch.
No, I thought you already said fuck you to me. I guess
you're
saying it to somebody else. Okay.
Well, saying it to you again. How about that?
Oh, okay.
2-1. All right, free for all this week, guys. I was thinking about... I don't know if you guys watch Reckless Comedies, PlayStation Girl skits. If you haven't, you kind of should because they're kind of funny. But they had this skit about, you know, Xbox Game Pass versus PlayStation Plus, the PlayStation Plus tier system going, you know, and they were kind of getting me thinking, like, they were making good points, like, Xbox has kind of gotten stagnant, like, what is it, Starlink, or whatever they're calling that game is pushed out to next year, you know, their two big ones
Starfield,
and then, what was the other one, there was another one that was pushed out,
Red something,
yeah, it's something,
Redfall,
yeah, or whatever it is, the two big ones that they had planned are moved out till next year. And then Sony already has Forbidden West, is it Forbidden West?
But that's not going to be part of the tier system.
Hold on. It will at some point, I guarantee you, Eric. But they announced, some of their, like, God of War, I think, is going to be on their tier, one of their tiers, etc. So my question to you, is this the time, do you guys think that the PlayStation Plus kind of tier system or whatever they're calling it is going to gain on the Xbox Game Pass? Because I know for a while there, the Xbox Game Pass was killing it. So do you think they're going to lose?
I don't know what you mean gain on it, though, because they're like two separate things. They're not competition for one another.
I understand.
Because if you have to own the system to be involved in it.
Well, so, I'm just saying.
I mean,
like,
you can't own Sony and Xbox Live.
No, but what I'm saying is, like, they're competing for your dollars, right? The Xbox Game Pass is in direct competition with the PlayStation Plus now that they're doing this tier thing, right? In other words,
I mean, not really. Like, I mean, the companies are in direct competition, yes, but it's just it's their way of trying to
promote. Let me put it this way, Breakman. The Xbox Game Pass is not sexy for the rest of the year, right? And right now, it seems like PlayStation Plus, as confusing it is with all their tier systems and all that, the games that they're announcing are pretty sexy. So I guess to put it in a way that kind of makes sense, do you think that PlayStation, or aka Sony, is going to gain financially on Microsoft when it comes to their way of going about?
Okay, so we're comparing sales figures. I think, yeah, like, there are more PlayStations sold than Xboxes, right?
Well, I'm not talking about the sales of the Xbox. I'm talking specifically about their paid services, Game Pass and PlayStation Plus.
But those are directly linked to the systems.
Right.
Well, I guess not necessarily, because with Xbox you can have it on if you have a PC.
Right. And the Game Pass was actually, they were, as far as taking in new people, the Game Pass did hellacious sales this year.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Is there going to be a lull to where now Sony thinks, okay, now's the time to strike?
I still have confidence that Game Pass is going to continue to get killer hits on the service, because recently it was announced, or recently, before that, that one of the games that got put on Game Pass was the Ninja Gaiden Master Collection, and...
Ooh, that's on there?
And Turtles Shredder's Revenge is going to be a day one Game Pass title.
Yes!
So that's going to be Thursday.
Nice!
So you won't have to buy it, and if you want to buy it on another platform like the Switch, you can break. But because the physical copy is coming out later sometime.
Yeah, I want to play it on the Switch, but for now I'd be happy with it on Xbox. That sounds nice. Yes.
But so there's lots of stuff on Game Pass still, and
I understand,
and let me finish, Frank.
Haha, Breakman got the blame.
I'm tired and hungry.
That's fine.
But anyways, I think PlayStation's Plus's tier system is absolute trash. $10 a month for the standard service, that's fine, okay? You get the PS Plus game every month or two, like to those two games, or maybe sometimes three if it's a VR game or whatever. And none of those games, in the higher tier level, you get access to PS4 and PS5 games. None of them are first parties other than what the PS Plus collection will offer you if you have a PS5. And basically makes it the PS Now service. But the highest tier gives you access to the PS3 and the PS2 and PS1, PSP stuff. No Vita stuff, because Sony wants to completely disavow it for some reason. And I don't know if you paid attention to the news lately, but the emulation of those games is god-awful.
Yeah, there's just no the reason.
How much is that tier?
That is the $120 a year tier, or you could pay $18 a month. The middle tier.
$100 a year isn't that bad.
$120 a year is not
a lot of money up front, though.
Oh, it is a lot of money up front, but I mean for the whole year.
And like I said, considering the quality of the emulation and games being offered, and no promise of that library getting much better than what was already on the PSN service before. Now, I've heard that they are going to sell these games separately, but why would you even want to buy them, or let alone play them on the service a month, when the emulation's ass?
Freak Flag was exiled twice,
and
by the way.
And the PS3 stuff is still streaming only, because they can't figure out PS3 emulation.
Yep. Yeah, you make good points, Eric, but I'm just talking in general. Like
Sony still has no plans to do day one releases for its first party titles.
Right. Yeah. But in Frank's favor, we also seen things like Nintendo, like they upped their package this year with subpar they didn't really offer anything except for broken games.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it still sold really well, so.
Yeah.
Really well. So it's hard to say with people. They'll sometimes buy crap even though they should try wait.
But. Yeah, I think right now Xbox Game Pass is probably the best for value, right? I think we all can agree on that, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, based on what I've seen comparatively, like the Game Pass is definitely a much better service than PS Now. That thing sucks. I don't know. I mean, do you have PS Now, Eric?
No.
Okay. I'd like to talk to somebody that has PS Now and ask them if it's actually, like if they really like it. Because I have yet to meet one person that is either A, subscribed, or B, really likes it. So, I'd like to hear that. How dare you, Scudamore?
Yeah, and then I'd have to wonder if or not they have a fiber connection. Because that's probably the key to having a stable internet connection.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Streaming only really sucks on the PS3 stuff, man. If they could get that down and get the emulation for the PS, especially the PS2 stuff.
I said earlier, they need to get rid of the middle tier and make the first tier let you have access to the classic stuff, but if you want to play current stuff like PS4 and PS5 stuff, you pay for the middle tier.
Yeah, I agree.
$15 a month, that's fine. But just you could compete directly with Game Pass that way.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. If they offered more value, like let's say if they put Forbidden West and Last of Us 3, if that ever comes out, stuff like that, I think they'd be onto something. But for right now, I think Xbox is in prime position to keep on cruising. Right now, they're just cruising on mid-tier stuff. You talked about Ninja Gaiden. That's not exactly like AAA kind of stuff.
It's stuff people would be willing to play.
That's what I was saying. But at least it's like at least interesting. You know what I mean? Like I don't see, like, even with my PS Plus subscription, which I think I have. What's the maximum years you can go out? That's what I got. I got maximum years. Like 4 years or whatever it is. Like,
you can like buy up to 4 years of time at a time.
I think. Yeah, I got 4 years, and I think I even paid for a fifth, which is probably, they'll probably just parlay that.
I need to check online, see whether or not I need to resub.
But I do like Plus because they do every once in a while they'll give you a good game or two to play.
Also, they need to fix it so that like if you get a game that was on PS Plus and you just want to buy it so you can have it forever without PS Plus, they should not make you have to wait till your subscription expires for you to just be able to purchase it. You should just be able to buy the game, buy to own.
Yeah,
like Microsoft does on its store.
It's weird. Yeah, that's another good point, Eric. Like, I'll see games on sale, and it says I purchased them already.
Or the games that you've purchased are actual purchases that are permanent. Because, like, that's how Games of Gold works. You buy it. You claim a game that's on gold, you don't ever worry about buying it again, because you've technically bought it just at $0.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, that's a thing. Like as soon as your PS Plus, as soon as my PS Plus expires, which hopefully it'd be never, because, you know, I just want to keep on playing games, but I want to have the option to at least buy those games, like, during, you know, like if I'm, mm-hmm. if I'm playing a game and I'm having a good time, and it's on PS Plus, you know, it says purchased, and I can't, like, when it's on, I want to buy it when it's on sale. And a lot of those games, a lot of times, go on sale, and I can't purchase them because it says I already purchased them. But yet, I know when my PlayStation Plus expires, I'm no longer going to be able to play that game. So, you know, how dare you, Skodima? You're exiled, Skodima, with the Bob Ross icon there. How dare you, son of a bitch. You too, Freak 5. Jesus. No pies. How dare you, Freak 5? How dare you? How dare you all? All right. So,
and another thing, like, Sony needs to, like work with a couple streaming partners to, like, offer new streaming apps for, like, things like High Dive, which don't have a PS5 streaming app yet.
Yeah. Like, how much is... How much...
They seem to leave completely incumbent on the party that's offering the streaming service to begin with to make an app for that platform. But why not work with them so that they can get it done?
Freak 5, I'm not going to exile you on that one, because that one actually made me laugh, you son of a bitch. I will call you a son of a bitch, though. How much is Game Pass right now? Like, can you buy it yearly, or do you have to do it monthly?
Buy years. Or the most I've seen for, like buying cards in a store are like 3 months, but you can do a year subscription. Yeah.
For how much though? What's the year subscription?
I don't know what the cost is.
Do you know?
I think it's closer to 120.
Hmm.
It might be more than that though.
How much is it, Break? Do you know? Can you look it up?
What? Who? Huh?
I'm too busy talking about
what?
Looking for.
I know what we're talking about.
I know Xbox Game Pass Ultimate is like $15 a month or something.
Yeah, I pay monthly. I don't...
Oh, you don't do the year... How much is
a
year?
I'm not one of those rich people that buys everything all at once, like Frank.
Yeah, I'm so rich, man. It's actually just smarter to buy it that way because you save a lot of money. You know, just... I don't know. But, can you look it up? When do you guys look it up?
At most, I found, like, get 3 months worth for, like, $40 or something.
Yeah, that's still not great. If you pay $120 a year, I mean, that you're saving a lot of money. I think that the highest tier is $18.99 a month or $120. If you're not buying a yearly, that's
the PC version as well, though.
All right.
It's scrolling here. I found prices, and it's just it's taking forever to load. I don't know why. I know why. Because of ads. God damn it.
Stupid ads, man. I hate the ads. Like, I was doing a news. We were doing the news, right? And I don't know if I like accidentally rolled over one of the ads, and it like was like very prominently on the screen for like Elder Scrolls or something, and I'm like, I'm doing a news story. How the fuck do I get rid of it? Usually there's an X or something, but very slyly they put like this black like arrow in the corner that you could barely see. I'm like, oh, man, son of
Dicks.
A bitch. Yeah, it's assholes, man, for sure. All right.
Let me see. I have
Happy little boobs. Happy little boobs.
As of this year, new prices are 1 month for $10.99, 3 months for $29.99, 6 for $59.99.
So it's $120 a year. They don't do it yearly? They don't have a yearly one?
12 months for $59.99.
Oh, 12 for $59.99. That's actually really good.
Yeah.
Holy shit. I need to do that then. Fuck, I haven't fired up my Xbox in a long time. I think when I get a new... The Xbox X, I'll do that. $60?
I've been playing monthly, but if I'm just gonna keep paying for it, I might as well just pay in installments of $60 every so often.
Dude, $60 a year is not bad, man. I need to.
Wish they'd tell you when it was running out.
Happy little boobs. Let's just
yeah. No, they just say you gotta find out you're gonna get a bill. I found out it was up last time because my I changed credit cards.
Yeah.
The thing is, I don't do that because I budget my money. So, $50 a month, even though that's more expensive, ultimately, it's less of a hit on me every month.
Yeah.
Because I'm usually buying a game or two a
month. Happy little boobs.
I'm fine with doing it the way I've been doing it.
Happy so just little ones, happy big ones, happy medium-sized ones, yeah. They're all happy here.
We're just going to take a brush stroke and just draw some happy little boobs here in the corner and... and then you just kind of have to roll your brush streak in a round circle, and just draw the nipples with the areola. You just, they're just happy little boobs, happy little boobs, happy boobs for everybody. Yeah, exactly. See, you know what I'm talking about, Breakman. All right, I think that's gonna wrap it up. Let's go a little bit early so
that's
we all can.
That's the name of this episode, by the way.
I have no idea. It's
happy little boobs.
Happy little boobs. Yeah, happy little boobs is the name of this episode. Mrs. Breakman is in trouble again. Wow. All right. whose turn is it to put this show up on the feed? Is it mine or?
I don't know. We usually don't talk about that until after the show.
I know.
I think it was Break's turn last week.
So yeah, I did last week.
So it's my turn
again.
Hold on. I'll take a look. This is behind the scenes stuff. We have to argue whose turn is it to put the show up.
None of us want to ever do it ever.
Yeah, it's Frank's turn.
Oh damn it! All right, well you guys know the name of the show is going to be called Happy Little Boobs. So there you go.
That's a good name.
Exclusive. I like it.
I think we should change the name of the show actually
to Happy Little Boobs.
Not just the episode. The name of
Boob Grinders.
Happy Little Boobs. Happy little boobs. Yeah. I like that.
Because boob risers.
Well, I mean, with inflation, I mean, we have to call it happy little boobs. We can't call it happy big boobs, So. All right.
Can't afford the big ones. Sorry, guys.
Exactly. All right, let's do our plugs. Breakman, plug away.
You can follow me at...
I thought you forgot, man. I totally thought you forgot. Just when you think it's over, he gives you an encore, everybody. All right,
I'm cat. Stopping, Cat. Jesus. It's okay.
Stink guy. Stink guy.
Cat's gone. He ran away.
Cat was gone. There we go.
Oh, God. All right, what are you plugging, Break?
You can follow me at Harpy Grinders on Twitter, where I can sell politician. Fuck you. Finally.
With harmonica.
These assholes have been destroying our world. We should be able to tell them to fuck you.
Right, exactly. All right, Eric, what you plugging?
I'm plugging BostonBastardBrigade.com. That's where the written views are. And if you want to listen to me do an audio review, there's some stuff on the feed. If you like either of those things, you can support me on my Patreon. The link to Patreon is in my Twitter profile, which is @EricRPG. If you've could send me as little $1 as a month, that would help out. Or you can just do one times. Either way is fine.
Scotoma says RP boob grinders. Is Mrs. Break sending happy boobs to everyone? Is that why she is in trouble?
No, Mr. Breakman's just handsy.
Oh, dang it. You're being a pervert pig. You guys got to check out what Breakman wrote on the synopsis for this episode. I'm just going to leave it there.
The last one, you mean?
Yeah. You could follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches, even though I'm hardly ever there. You can follow me on any of the systems, RP Grinders. I'm mostly on the PlayStations. I will pop in on the Switch every great once in a while or, on the Xbox. But just look up RP Grinders on any of them, and you can find me on any of them, RP Grinders. Did I say Frank Branches? I think it's RP Grinders, actually. So just look up RP Grinders on all of them, and that's where you'll find me. Don't go watch Jurassic World or whatever the fuck they're calling this latest iteration. I heard it's shitty. So,
well, it's a WB movie, so it will be on HBO Max within a month. So
okay, just watch it there. There you go. Oh, I found out I got HBO Max as part of my cable tier. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know that. So that's awesome. I can watch it then. So good. All right. Anything else, gentlemen?
I learned something about the first movie, though. Apparently the characters in the movie didn't even really understand their own characters. The main two characters didn't. Because their characters aren't romantic in any way, but apparently like 20, 30 years later, they think they were.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, like there's a whole discussion about like how age inappropriate and stuff like that. No, it was made quite clear that they were co-workers and she had like a husband or boyfriend at home. Yeah. Like that they were not romantically linked in any way.
Oh, God. Is that what happened?
Really express it in the book. But, like,
is that what happened? Jesus, man. How dare you?
But now they're like, the actors are like, it was such an inappropriate relationship. You weren't in a relationship. You were co-workers.
I know. Maybe they had, like, affairs.
Did you not even know what your own characters are playing?
Maybe they had affairs. Maybe they had, like, in the script, they had affairs, and they just cut that out of the movie. That might have made it, like, 10 times more interesting, man. Freak 5 says, this week on Bernie's OnlyFans, happy boobs. Boobies! There we go. All right. Anything else, gentlemen?
No, I'm sorry. I love the original Jurassic Park. Yeah. The movie and especially the book.
I ruined it for you, right? I mean,
no. The actors in the movie are ruining it for me, sons of bitches.
Yeah, I think the original script actually had them like boning. Seriously, all right. Mm-hmm. Anyway,
Hollywood like changing it that way, but like it was never meant to be that way, and that's why like in the third movie they're even like she's married with kids now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like she's done her thing, like. Yeah, that's what she was doing originally.
They had sex. They had sex with each other. All right. No, I mean, anyways, all right, guys. Yeah, exactly. All right, guys. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Later, everybody. They were fucking, man. I'm telling you. Book's way better. The book is way better. The
book is way better. You're right. Yeah. I love the book. That's one of my absolute favorites.
I did like the first movies, though, just for the special effects.
Yeah, just the second one, like, a lot of the stuff.